Truly ain't a walk of shame. Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. That track right there, it's the 1990s meets the 1970s. Fleetwood Mac's Gold Dust Woman, as interpreted by alternative rock legends Hole. That comes from the soundtrack to the 1990s film The Crow. Now, it's been an interesting turn of social media posts from Courtney Love, and that's probably not shocking for Courtney Love, but Courtney Love has often teased at a Hole reunion. She's just done that again just last week. She posted on social media atting Melissa Auftermaer, a former band member to Hole, saying, "So do we tell the kids about the tour?" Well, of course, how else do you interpret that when she is saying that to a former band member to Hole, that it will be a Hole reunion tour? But no, Courtney Love quickly came back to say, not a reunion tour. It is just the two of them going out on tour together, promoting new music that they are making together. Still, that will make for a really interesting tour. These are two absolute icons of 90s alternative rock, Courtney Love and Melissa Auftermaer. So curious to know what they are baking up. Speaking of alternative rock trailblazers, it is Throwing Muses in the Middle. Summer of Love is the name of the song. It's the opening track to the band's most recent album, Moonlight Concessions, one of my favorite albums released last year. And then we kicked off the set, new music from Suzanne Vega. You know her from songs like Luca and Tom's Diner. Well, her newest album, Flying with Angels, was released just last year. We heard the song Witch from Suzanne Vega. Right now, it is award-winning alternative Americana crossover artist Brandi Carlile. She returned in the fall with her eighth album, Returning to Myself. And as the title suggests, it is a tender, introspective affair. So right now, Brandi Carlile here on Girly So Groovy.
One time I went overseas with a woman I know too deep. I live and breathe to hold her in. I love to hear her speak. We went to people's parties and we haunted her old hometown. We rambled into restaurants, tracking her old friends down. Magic number, the weather, the kids' TV. But this is where she pulls the strings and slips into someone's greed. She's all tarot cards and gypsy moves. She's on fire listening. No one sees it coming, though. The canary doesn't sing. For them and not because of what they're going through. I'm sure they used to try and reach inside an empty room. But she doesn't make it easy.
No.
She hides behind her hair.
Hey.
She asks too many questions and she cuts you off with care. She reaches deep inside you like an open cookie jar. To mine your broken heart, for borrowed pain to hide behind, divorce, disdain, disease. And it ain't like she don't have her own, but hers is hers to keep. It's hers to keep. For a woman overseas,
a woman overseas. Me, recognizing
Even an eviction would be a mercy in that place. Wordlessness is cruel and I can't wipe it off my face. I know I need compassion, Lord, I'm sure she needs it too. She won't even make excuses, that would all be too much truth. It's too much truth. A woman overseas, when you're this far north of 40, the growing's up to you. Even if you grow away from me and I die to watch you bloom. I opened up my eyes one time when I went overseas. Well, a woman no one really knows, but I live to hear her speak.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the mirrored in their faces. I see frustration growing and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're beautiful as you feel. I have often asked myself the reason for the sadness in a world where tears are just a lullaby. If there's any answer, maybe love can end the madness. Maybe not, oh, but we can only try. You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. It was 10 years ago when beguiling indie pop group Lucius released their breakout sophomore album, Good Grief, and I thought we'd go back and revisit to celebrate that 10th anniversary. The song is What We Have to Change from Lucius. In the middle, there are singer-songwriters, and then there is Carole King, and that is what we filled the middle with. Beautiful is the song from Carole King. That comes from her multi-million selling, generational standing, decades-long love affair album of Tapestry. And then starting this set off, Brandi Carlile from her latest album, Returning to Myself, we heard the song A Woman Overseas. Well, friends, looking at the clock, we need to wrap this episode up. Just a reminder, the next 2 weeks of Girly So Groovy are going to be repeat episodes as it is spring break and I am out of here. And so what that means is, yes, you can catch repeat episodes on your favorite community or campus stations, or you can take time to catch up with past shows that you may have missed. Remember, you can find those online at the website Mixcloud. Go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy with an IE. We have 10 weeks worth of the episode just waiting there for you to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. Of course, you can also stay in touch with the show anytime you want through our social media channels. We are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. And then, of course, Instagram, you will find us at GSG Radio. All right, like I say, I've got to get out of the studio. I am taking my husband on a hot date tonight. We are going to go see the opera of The Handmaid's Tale. If there was ever an opera, honey, made for Girly So Groovy, it would be The Handmaid's Tale. Can't wait to get to that. So let's wrap up this entire two-hour mixtape we call Girly So Groovy. Lucius is a band that plays with cabaret style sounds, while Katie George is a Montreal artist that does the same. She is a vocalist, composer, and lyricist, best known for singing bebop and swing music. Well, her latest album is Katie George with Strings, a jazz symphonic kind of stylized sound. Her new album has a song, Trainwreck Dining Car. So much fun. We're going to close with that. Until next time, folks, here is Katie George making her Girly So Groovy radio debut.
I could shatter like ceramics in a train wreck dining car, and still a fate so splintered seems ideal. I would rather you be vague with your intentions. I would rather you not plague me with what's real. I could flutter like the ashes of a house fire library shelf, and yet the fleeting warmth would still appeal. For if I was to admit to what I yearn for, I would then have to commit to how I feel. Dumb enough to hang on out of fear. I plot my little plans and I plan my little dreams, and I dream for them to one day just appear. So it seems I'm bound to splinters and to ashes and to lies, and to live a life I don't quite think is true. But if I had half the courage that I wish for, I'd be happy. halfway to the place I wish I
Boshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind, I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car, you were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin, don't know how it ends, don't know how to say what I meant, don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's, you know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Brenner ABC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When a building is torn down, much of the rubble ends up in a landfill. But many commonly discarded building materials, like doors, sinks, windows, floors, cabinets, and wood, could be reused instead.
They're not thrown away because they're unusable. They're thrown away because demolition is faster.
Petrina Rines is executive director of the Birch Group, a Minnesota-based company that carefully takes apart old buildings to reuse the materials. She says the approach can reduce supply costs.
We try to reclaim almost 85% of the home, of the building materials, from any project that we take on, at minimum 75%.
And they teach contractors, students, and others how to do the same. Through online classes and hands-on work, trainees at the company's Deconstruction Academy learn how to dismantle buildings and salvage supplies, and they earn a certification in these skills. Bringing those skills into the workforce can benefit the climate by keeping building waste out of landfills and reducing the energy needed to produce new supplies like concrete and flooring. So the Deconstruction Academy is helping to build a skilled workforce that can cut the climate impact of the construction industry. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creators alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Hi, my name is...